on Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Michelle Bishop, happy Tina Turner Day, 82 today. Are you ready to deliver this first sports update of the day for Ken Hart's Hire?
Ken Oath, simply the best. What else can we say?
Hairs on the back of the neck, simply the best, that's right. We could get Nutbush City Limits playing in the background. No, I think there's nothing more boring than doing that dance. But anyway, Michelle, what have you got for us today? The Parramatta story, you broke the story yesterday. If I'm a Parramatta, I have great empathy for the Parramatta fans. I think this is now, I don't know whether disgrace is the word or not, but this is just such a, the game shouldn't operate this way. You can't have that many players already signed for another club going into next season.
I'm not going to beat around the bush with this one, Vossie. It is poor management. Other clubs are able to do it. You see the Melbourne Storm, other clubs operate like this year in, year out. We're seeing little hints of it at the Dogs right now, having to move players along when it's not going to sort of fit in terms of the salary cap. I just think it's got to have the right people in the right job. And right now, if you're Clint Gutherson, do you start to get a little bit nervous? I mean, we are bordering on this mass exodus of talent from 2023. I can see why fans are upset. Social media has gone absolutely ballistic. People that are members of the club wanting to cancel their membership, they are that outraged that it is pretty scary that what's happening for those supporters over the next few months. But Marnie, a four-year deal, $650,000, and I am told that the Eels upped their offer basically at the 11th hour, but it was too short. Like, it just wasn't even close to where they were at, and they were still only offering the 3 years. Look, surely today Junior Paulo's on this speed dial, seeing how quickly he can get into that boardroom, sign him up. They'll have to pay overs. They're in no other situation. And that's because they've allowed this situation to fester and play out for as long as it has. Now, if I'm Paulo today, I say, show me the money and, the car, whatever you can get Reed, give Reed money in his deal. I want the lot.
He pulls up in the stretch limo in the white suit. They know they're in trouble, Parramatta. They know they are in trouble. Brisbane Bomber on the text, Michelle, exactly what you're saying. He says, as a Parramatta fan, I'm frustrated, annoyed, angry. What is their plan? The club needs to make a statement to tell the fans what their strategic plan is. Do they have one? How did so many players come off contract at once? There aren't many great hookers in the whole comp, so we are now stuffed, he says. You should see the Eels Facebook page. It's a dumpster fire.
It actually is, Vossie. I had a look and I was gobsmacked. And we're talking some pretty loyal fans completely turning. And look, this is one thing that the Parramatta Eels, I will say, they have a bit of a history of blaming past management throughout the years. When all different things have gone wrong, there's always been sort of issues with past management or past boards. This is squarely on them. They are fully responsible for what's unfolding here at the moment. And can I also tell you that I kind of feel I've just my sources sort of tell me that maybe Junior Paulo will stay. I'm not sure that he'll go. So that's, maybe a positive for them. But then they've got Dylan Brown. I know the Warriors are circling there. And look, let's look at the Dog situation. I feel like we've been down this road before. Very familiar scenes here with Phil Gould. It does feel like Penrith 2011, 2012 all over again, rolling his sleeves up, doing all the quiet work behind the scenes. They do have to offload some players. Luke Thompson, Corey Allen and Nick Kotrick are the three. They probably will look at, if one or two moving those players on. But I'm also told that I don't know the player, I'll be completely honest, but I'm also told that they're circling somebody else. So there's still some exciting times. Geez. If you're a Doggies fan right now, Viliami Kikau, Reed Marnie yesterday. He's been in the job sort of 5 minutes. Mm. The roster, Matty Burton, Josh Addo-Carr, Paul Vaughan, Tevita Pangai Jr., as I say, Braden Burns, Brent Naden. It's exciting, really exciting for a club that's
Chinese
struggled for a long time.
Yeah, the Chinese restaurant at the Bulldogs, let's just run off their feet. Gus is it. Gus, you're again, mate. What do you want for breakfast today? It's incredible. Another view on the Parramatta, like Tim says, he agrees with our talkback caller, Jack, who came on the McDonald Jones open line. The current Eels squad is perennially the fifth or sixth best side in the comp. Being forced to shake things up may be exactly what they need. In principle, I agree with that to a degree, but you do have to get the players from somewhere. And you talk about young talent. I don't know whether it's the best young talent in the competition coming through the Parramatta ranks. So, I think they've got issues. The Reptile says the Eels in big trouble. Every player that has for 23 has signed for a club that did not make the top eight. What is the issue? Obviously, internal problems. That's a point.
Niokore, yeah.
Papali'i, now Marnie have also signed for teams outside the top eight. Well, they've signed for coin. They've signed for more money. That's one thing. It does talk. I like it when it talks. Money, dude. Who doesn't like money talking to you?
Hey, very, someone, very true.
Someone, let's have a show of hands. When, look, you know how much I won in Powerball last night, Michelle?
Oh, I've noticed you here, so clearly zero.
$10.70. I took the power hit, so I was guaranteed
better
the Powerball. I got two numbers, two and a Powerball. I get $10.70.
A couple of cups of coffee, better than nothing. But I'll tell you what, the special at the Chinese restaurant at Canterbury Leagues Club this week is, of course, the smoked eel. It's been going off.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, the fortune cookies. What about them? That's what I reckon that's right. If we were a television show right now, I'd be doing the comedy sketch. The contract comes in the form of a fortune cookie. So read money.
Perfect.
So here's our offer. And he gets the little cookie and he opens it up and he gets the little slip of paper and that's the amount of money. I think that'd be a great sketch. Who'd play Gus in that one? Who'd play Gus? Clooney?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Listen, Bossy, I also wanted to mention this morning, because I think it's important, you know, the club hasn't sort of put it out there, you know, to sell themselves, because lots of rugby league players do this kind of stuff. But this is on the Central Coast, obviously, where I am from. But the Manly side, they volunteered to participate in a really special charity event. It was at Erina on Wednesday, and to support youth suicide prevention. So Glenn Stewart, former Manly player, reached out to Kieran Forum thinking, oh, come on, mate, can you come and help me out with this? It'll be really good. But it didn't stop there. He recruited Jake Trbojevic, Tom Trbojevic, Lachlan Croker, Brad Parker, all in their own time. They're all on annual leave. They all made the trip up the M1 and supported the Trojan Row at the Impact Centre. And as I say, it was highlight, I guess, the tragedy that is youth suicide. They joined up with the Terrigal Trojans and the Central Coast community. It was a 24-hour rowing challenge. It started at 6 a.m. on Wednesday and finished at whatever time on Thursday, and raised a stack of money and, as I say, awareness for youth suicide prevention. Really important. All the proceeds went to Beyond Blue. Spoke with Wayne Cousins yesterday, just chasing up the whole Trbojevic yarn. It is absolutely not true. He's happy. He was part of this promotion, I guess, or charity event. And all proceeds for this. So if you feel like making a donation, of course, go to Beyond Blue.
Okay, excellent. Well done, Manly Seagulls. Just quickly, one last one, just on Glenn Boss, because we know how much you love your racing, but this is it. Tomorrow is it in the career of Glenn Boss.
Look, he's made a promise to himself many years ago and he's stuck by it. He said when he's no longer 100% invested, it's time, you know, to move on. And that's exactly what he's done. Over the last couple of months, he's sort of been, I'm not sort of all in. And, Vossi, this is so important in this sport to recognise that. It's a tough call, but an extremely selfless one, because being only half invested, being a jockey out on that track could absolutely spell disaster. It's a dangerous sport and it requires your full focus. So, you know, if you're not fully invested, as you say, it is time to hang up the saddle, the boots, whatever you want to call it. He's been awesome for the sport. Three-time winner of the Melbourne Cup on Maccabi Diva. That's a feat really unlikely ever to be achieved again. 90-time Australian Group 1 winner. That's just huge. And he'll end his career on Spanish Mission at Caulfield on Saturday. So he was sure to go out a winner. But look, you know, it just speaks of volumes of how Boss he is. No mess, no fuss. He hasn't gone out in some big, huge, massive race. He's just quietly sailing off into the sunset. I'm sure we'll see him around the track and you know, he'll continue in the sport in some capacity. But he's just been an awesome bloke and great for the sport.
Dare I say, we need to get Bossy on Breakfast with Vossy at some time soon.
Love it.
You have taken the Ken Oath. You've done very well. Ken Oath time makes your job easy. Talk to someone who's taken the Ken Oath today. If you're doing any work around the home this week, you've got to go to Ken Oath Tire. You can't do the job without the equipment. So go down there and they will sort you out. Well done, Michelle. We'll be chatting sport again at 7:30.
Talk to you then, Bossy.